Hi everybody, it's the 13th of September, and I want to tell you the story behind what I call the Hobby Lobby hymn. And I call this the Hobby Lobby hymn because I can't go into Hobby Lobby without seeing the name of this hymn plastered all over signs or wall hangings or desk decorations. And this is a hymn that is different than any other hymn. In fact, I look at this hymn and the level of mourning behind this song is immense. But this song, I believe, for me, I know for sure, has helped me come out of some pretty deep pits in my life, and I think that probably holds true for a lot of other people. A man named Horatio Spafford is a story of great success. This man was an attorney, a successful attorney, and real estate investor, and by the world's standards, he had everything. He was married, he had a wife, he had four daughters, and then tragedy began to creep its way into his life. And might maybe not creep its way into his life, but tragedies occurred quickly in his life. He started this downfall by losing a great fortune in the Chicago fire of 1871, the famous Chicago fire. And right around the same exact time, his little four-year-old son died of scarlet fever. And for any parent who has lost a child, I'm sure that this pain was almost unbearable. And I'm sure that far outweighed the loss that he had of his fortune in the Chicago fire. And so after these events happened, he, like so many people would probably do, thought that a vacation for his family would do some good in the healing process for them. And so he sent his wife and four daughters ahead on a ship to England and decided that he would join them later because he had some pressing business at home he needed to finish up. So Horatio was finishing his work, and as he was finishing his work, the ship that his wife and four daughters were on was in a terrible collision and sank, and more than 200 people died in that accident, including all four of Spafford's daughters. His wife was the only one that survived from their family, and she arrived in England and sent a telegram to her husband Horatio that said, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" His wife was just in a horrible, horrible place, not knowing what to do. So Horatio immediately set sail for England, and as he was on his way to England, the captain of the ship, knowing the circumstances surrounding Horatio's family, called Horatio to the front of the ship. When they got to the place, to the spot where the shipwreck had occurred, and Horatio thought about his daughters, and words of comfort and hope filled his heart and mind. Now, I don't know about you, but that is a miracle. That in the midst of losing his fortune and then his son and then his four daughters, and he passes over where his daughters had just died, and words of comfort and hope filled his heart, and he wrote them down. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul." only God. Only God could have brought peace to Horatio Spafford during this time. You know, the world tells us that when we go through unfair things, when we go through difficulties, we need to cover it up, we need to suck it up, or we need to play victim, or we need to grab the latest self-help book, or we need to swallow substances or inject substances to try to numb the pain. But we all know that eventually the numbness wears off. God gave Horatio Spafford a great gift in the midst of horrific pain and turmoil. It is well with my soul. For someone to be able to say that in the midst of immense pain is beautiful. And that says something huge to Horatio Spafford's level of faith and love for God. Because Horatio understood that it could only be well with his soul because he was right with the Lord, and that this was not the end of him being with his precious family. Let's pray. Lord, the amount of pain in the lives of the people I'm speaking to today is immense and overwhelming for so many of them. There has been loss, there has been unfairness, there has been injustice. But Lord, we're here today to ask you for the same peace that you gave to Horatio Spafford. And may we be able to sing along with Nathan this morning. Whatever my lot, whatever comes my way, you have taught me, Lord, to know it's well with my soul, because I realize this is as bad as it gets, and heaven is as good as it gets. And I so look forward to that day that all of the pain will be washed away, because all of my sin has been washed away. In Jesus' name, amen.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught with my